Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Okay, that was Deep Forest from the album Deep Forest. Quite an old album, actually, but you know, old, but will never be gone, you know, to the history books, because this is the music that I've always been mentioning that refers to save the planet, you know, save Mother Earth, you know, the nature, yeah. Can you imagine, yeah, if it's no respect for human beings, you know, like people being killed in Gaza Strip, you know, people being killed in Russia, in Ukraine, people being killed all over the place, you know, in the Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere, you know. So how do we expect that these people will have any respect for Mother Nature? You know, they take it for granted. And what I'm saying is because the more explosives, the more pollution you give in the air, you know, the more that we die, you know. We die, nature dies, you know, and when nature dies, we will die too. So are we trying to save ourselves or are we trying to kill ourselves, you know? Now I heard that Joe Biden, this unfortunately, this guy who doesn't know where he is, you know, well, I've seen him on TV giving speeches, you know, he doesn't seem to know to realize, you know, what is going on, you know. I think the man has got an earpiece, you know, and he's been told, you know, say this, say that. And he probably thinks to himself, no, I can make my own mind up. And I don't think he's got a mind. Now he's authorized Zelensky, you know, the biggest scrounger in the world, you know, to use long-range missiles against Russia. And do you know what that response will be? The response will be like more and more countries are going to get involved in this situation because the Russians, they also already warned the West that if any weapons that have been manufactured and been created in the West are used against the Russian Federation, they will retaliate somehow, you know? Because, obviously, you know, eventually the whole thing is stop scrunching for money, Zelensky. You know, you got mansions everywhere, you got cars, you got everything, you know. Your wife is somewhere else, you know, on holiday. You go around the world, you know, while you people, you sacrificing your people, amigo. I'm really, really sorry, but, you know, I don't see the point in this war, you know. I don't see the point in any wars, in fact, because all we're doing is like not just destroying each other, we are destroying nature as well. You know, like Lebanon now involved in the situation with a Zionist regime, you know, in Israel. Even the Israelis are protesting against their system, their government, you know, that's in power right now, because they don't want to die. You know, nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get pushed out of their own homes, you know, and taken over by somebody who never been there before, you know. So now they are suffering the consequences, you know, because of a hard-headed, stubborn person who's in charge of that country. You know, Netanyahu should say, listen, guys, we've had enough. We're losing people. Now these people are firing back at us. They were happy when they were firing at them, but now they've been fired at, right? And that's when these things start to collapse, you know? The whole thing starts to collapse. It's like that guy who, I don't know, many years ago, the guy who wanted to sue the British government because he said when he went to Afghanistan, somebody was shooting at him. A soldier, by the way. I know I'm laughing right now, but it's so silly, so I don't know, man. People being used, you know, in order to gain main profits, you know, for the people who are sat behind a desk smoking a cigar and drinking Jack Daniels or some expensive whiskey, you know, while they make wars, you know, and send the victims to the slaughterhouse, you know, to the slaughter, you know, they make the money, but they sacrifice the people to make the money. you know? And that is a sad thing because the people do not realize, you know, people they think, oh, yeah, you know, my hero, you know, he went to Afghanistan to fight for the country. For what country? Was he fighting for Afghanistan or for what? What country? You know, you don't go out there to fight for your country. I mean, like, First and Second World War, I take my hat off for these veterans, you know, because they were defending their country. They were defending the rest of Europe from the Nazi regime. You see what I mean? And then you see the Nazis, you know, being repeated. The history is repeating itself with the Zionists doing that in Palestine, you know. And you see the Palestinians, you know, the Hamas and all these groups, you know, that are fighting against the Zionism and the occupation of the Gaza Strip, you know, wearing like sandals and a scarf, you know, and against fighting against soldiers with a night vision binoculars and firepower, you know, sniper rifles, you know, and all this stuff. And they still cannot cope with it because now the war is going on, an actual war is going on right now, you know. It's like they're fighting back because, you know, like when you put too much water in a cup, you know, and then it goes like all over there, it's because you've done too much, you know, you've gone too far with the situation. And unfortunately, you know, the innocents, you know, are the people who die. You know, and nature also dies. You know, all this pollution that's the missiles, the bombs, and everything that's creating, it doesn't help nature. You know, the horses thing. You know, was going on about it with me a couple of 2-3 years ago, and somebody told me to F off. You know, and don't talk balls. You know. And, because I was saying that, you know, the Derby, the you know, the all these major national, the Grand National and all that, you know, they don't report that in the papers when about the horses are being injured, being killed, or they died, you know, blah, blah, blah. They don't report that because they don't want the antagonism. They don't want the people protesting about against this thing because there's somebody out there making money out of it. And you don't exploit nature, you know, in order to make money, even though they're still doing it. Cutting trees down, diverting rivers, you know, to reservoirs. So people, instead of having free water from the river, now they have to buy the water from the reservoir because the guy who owns the reservoir wants some money to be paid for water. Water is natural. Water is should be free for everyone. That's what one of the things that the guy up there, the creator of these planets, you know, gave us water. Guys, without water, there's no life. So therefore, there is water for you. And then suddenly somebody came to them the idea, you know, hey, we should charge for water. That's what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Because one day, they're going to even measure somehow. I don't know, because the technology is going really, really, really far, you know. Who knows? They might come up with some instrument or some device, you know, that can actually measure the times of your breathing, you know. Oh, yeah, that person there, you know, is breathing too much, you know. Yeah, just give him a fine or something, you know. So, I don't know, I'm probably talking a lot of bull here, right, about the breathing thing. But who knows? Who knows? Who knows, man? You know? There's so many things happening right now, you know, that we don't know really. The whole world is confused. And the only thing right now that is clear now is that we're not actually looking after the environment. We're not looking after the planet, because there's generations behind us coming across, you know, coming to take over from us once we go. So come on, leave the planet alone, leave something for the new generations to carry on with life. Life should carry on. Life should not be stopped. All like this guy who was his name, the king, you know, was saying, like, I was reading in this article, oh, the king now is opening more food banks, you know, opening more food banks, you know. Spend millions of pounds, you know, opening food banks, you know. Why don't you spend millions of pounds closing food banks, you know, and providing people with the resources instead of helping them, you know? Do you know what I mean? Instead of helping them to be more poorer, poorer and poorer and poorer, while you're richer and richer and richer and richer. Now he's charging the NHS workers, you know, for parking and space, you know, because his land. Is he the king of England? That's one question. Is he the enemy of England? That's another question. Starmer, you know, the guy who got elected now prime minister. Is he really British? Or is he not? Does he really care? Or does he not? I don't think he does. Right? Okay, all those people there, man, who voted for this guy, who are regretting it right now, next time I want you to vote green to save the planet. Unless, at least we're going to save something. You know, our lives, you know, we shouldn't give up about our lives. You know, we should carry on fighting for it. But we have to do something about it, you know, and make them understand, you know, that the situation is not right. The situation that the country's going through is not right, you know. And, you know, it's everything that I talk about is so obvious, man. All you got to do is just sit down on your armchair, close your eyes and think about it. No noise around. Just think about it. And it makes sense. Even though some people out there will say, hey, Mauro, you talk a lot of bollocks, you know, yeah. Maybe I do for them because they don't understand either. So here we go, man. Latino dance with you until 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
majda, jujari was pai.
Wow, that's music with sentiment, you know, with feeling. You know, this is the music that I play at this time of the program because it's a message to the world, to the eco warriors, to everyone who wants to save Mother Earth. You know, I know some people go, "Oh, Mauro, you go on and on and on and on and on and on and on." Right. Well, life should be going on and on and on and on and on and on instead of going life stopping, you know, which is happening right now, you know. Many lives are being stopped by stubbornness, by selfishness, by greed, you know, by jealousy, by hatred, You know, all those things that I just mentioned, you know, are the cause of our lives and many people's lives, you know, the end of those lives. And this is what I'm saying, you know, this is, why, man? What's wrong? Why is it going on? You know, I see people sometimes, you know, you read, you know, Facebook, you all these things, you know, that appear on your telephone, and you read some article or some comment, you know, somebody's made, and it just doesn't get into your head, into my head, my brain, you know, cannot actually understand, you know, why and how people cannot see that. I'm not saying people in general, you know, there are a few people out there, you know, who hard of understanding, hard of hearing, hard of knowledge, hard of just hard, you know. So, yeah, man, this music is for those people of hard understanding. You should understand that without life, without water, without oxygen, without nature, without the planet, you know, we cannot survive, man. Have you seen the movie Threads that was made in Sheffield? If you get the chance, you know, all the young generation of today, you know, I'm sure definitely not seen it, but the ones who were here, who are the older ones, you know, who've seen the movie, advise the young ones to watch that movie, you know, and advise them to just keep an eye on that, on what's going on the planet right now. Because this is, could happen anytime, you know, right now with the threats of this senile president of the United States, Mr. Joe Biden, as he's got not much to go for, he's probably thinking, oh, what the hell, I'm going to go soon, man, you know, I might as well take the world with me, you know. So I'm going to authorize, you know, this comedian guy, you know, from the Ukraine, you know, to use long-range missiles against the commies, man, because you've got to get rid of the commies. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm so sure in my head, man, that is what this man is thinking. Nothing else, you know. So here we go. One more track, and then we're going to get into a different style, man, because Latino Dimes, that is what Latino Dimes is all about, is variety of music, variety of subjects, variety of things that will happen. If you want to come to the show and talk variety, a different variety, get in touch with me, man. Don't be shy. The number is 079-440-31894. You want to come and bring your guitar, you want to come and bring your book and read some extracts from your book, you want to come and just talk about the, you know, the day's subject, do it. If you want, you're welcome. Anyway, amigos, here goes one more track.
Say that.
Okay, man, we're still alive, you know, and I wanna apologize for about 2 minutes because I wanna say something to my listeners in Chile, you know, in La Serena, Vicuña, el Valle de Elqui, Coquimbo, Ovalle, Vallenar, my people, I have some friends, I've got some friends, some relatives. And, okay, amigos, amigas, primos, familia, las quiero saludar con mucho cariño. Y ya estoy mejor del pie, ya un poco más recuperado. Ya tengo, ando con una muleta, ya, lo que significa que la recuperación está siendo facilísimo. Menos dolor, pero aquí estamos todavía vivos. Y regresamos después de una semana y tanto que no hice el programa, 2 semanas. Y estamos de vuelta, así que no se olviden de contactar y sintonizar cada lunes de 5 a 7, ¿ok? Gracias por los mensajes y los quiero a todos y algún día llegaré por esos lados. Ok, aquí nos vamos.
¿Qué me dicen ustedes?
Cualquier pueblo del mundo que luchara por su libertad.
Prestemos atención.
Crece la voz, crece la voz del mundo entero, del mundo entero.
Crece la voz del mundo entero, caiga la pena debajo del suelo.
Pinceladas de tinta hablada que teñirán mundos de grises. Van perdere baban, persiguen, van perdere baban, no nos paran, van perdere baban, debajo de tus pies. Van perdere baban, persiguen, van perdere baban, no nos paran, van perdere baban. Palame, palame, prepe, 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 palante.
Crece la voz, crece la voz del mundo entero, del mundo entero.
Crece la voz del mundo entero, caiga la pena debajo del suelo.
Bajo el suelo.
Hay pistolas que descargadas se me disparan, todos los relojes me separan y no me encuentro ya ni en la cama. Amapolas son los suspiros de tus escamas, que son los tiros que dan al alma. Si quieres verme estoy en la rama. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo, que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Porque hoy hay olas en este mar que tú ves en calma. Tú eres el pez que muerde mi cola, yo soy un pájaro y tú la rama. Estamos a solas, tartamudeo y no son trolas. Yo nunca miento por la mañana, andate al loro a última hora. Yo no soy malo, aunque me esconda entre la maleza. A veces voy un poco del palo, tú eres mi puzzle, yo soy pieza. Pero tu cuerpo es un escándalo, hay un demonio que siempre me dice pruébalo, y un angelito que me dice que tú y reza, a que le hago caso de los dos. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo, que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Recapacita, no vayamos a perder la cabeza, porque esta es nuestra primera cita y yo ya llevo unas 10 cervezas. No sé si me incitas o me incito yo por naturaleza. Niña, lo que se da no se quita, y lo que te quitas ahí se queda, morena. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, y con los años me hago más listo. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo, que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Fíjate un objetivo, búscame un adjetivo. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, y con los años me hago más lento. Cariño, tómame calentito a tu ritmo, que soy como un vino añejo. Hace ya tiempo me ando buscando y no me encuentro ni en el espejo. Fíjate un objetivo distinto, que soy como un vino tinto, que si me tomas en frío engaño, y con los años me hago maldito.
Siempre en la cara es el espejo del alma. te conozco que la apariencia te engaña. No siempre la cara es el espejo de la alma. Anda, te conozco que la apariencia te engaña.
Sí. Ya te digo, ya te digo.
Okay, amigos, we are arriving at the end of the show, man. And yes, thank you very much to all of you guys for joining me on my return to the show, man. I'll be back next Monday from 5 till 7 as usual. So please don't forget to tune in and enjoy the melodies, vibrations, talk. And yeah, familia y amigos de Chile, por favor, no se olviden de sintonizar la próxima semana de 5 a 7, que son 4 horas para atrás, o sea, no sé a qué hora será, bueno, imagínense la hora que son 4 horas para atrás, aquí son las 5 para las 7, allá serán, no sé, 5 para las 3 o algo así. Bueno, hasta luego, adiós, buenas noches. And thank you very much, and love one another, and free Palestine.
envueltos entre sombras, negamos lo que es cierto. Mientras no haya justicia, jamás tendremos paz. Viviendo dictaduras, te busco y no te encuentro. Tu torturado cuerpo no sabe dónde está. Echarnos a andar, tengamos confianza.